Blog Talk Radio.
3, 2, 1. You want to nominate for Ultimate Undercover Boss? How about Glenn Stearns, who on the upcoming Discovery Channel series Ultimate Billionaire heads to Erie, Pennsylvania to generate a $1 million enterprise in 90 days or less. Executive producer Tim Warren joins me next from Los Angeles. Also ahead, King of Barrett's Project Number 3 at Netflix, a series about first women now and coming, our new classic trivia question, and a popular film festival's new TV sideshow. I'll comment. Hey everyone, I'm Simon Applebaum, simulcasting live from New York on Blog Talk Radio and Spreaker, and presented on the iHeartRadio Podcast Network. This just in, tomorrow will be televised, brought to you by Audible.com, proud development partner of the annual New York Television Festival, and the leading provider of spoken audio entertainment information that will transform the way you hear the world. Listen to audiobooks whenever and wherever you want. Get a trio of audiobooks when you sign up for a 30-day trial at audibletrial.com/televised. More details later in the program. A very good Monday afternoon to you and all. We are finally out of the heat wave here in New York and around the country. Welcome to the program All About Television. 87 degrees at the top of the hour. It is still a very sunny and very humid day around these parts. But we've got thunderstorms coming up late this afternoon, early evening, and early tomorrow morning. And then everyone here and around the country finally in the clear the rest of the week and beyond. We're delighted to have you with us. Wonderful guests coming your way in the next half hour or so. And we invite you to be part of the program. All it takes, phone call from you. So be interactive with us. Make the call ring at 646-652-2906. That's 646-652-2906. The number is good anyway. You're catching us across the country or around the globe here on Blog Talk Radio and Spreaker. We've got a chat room business for you if you're not into the phone. It's SimonApple04 by name. You'll find it at our homepage, blogtalkradio.com/televised. To use the phone or the room, either way, you're involved. And while the program is on the air, you can connect others by using Facebook Timeline. Click on the Facebook icon on your Blog Talk screen. Follow the instructions and other people can be live with you. Tim Warren from Undercover Billionaire on Discovery Channel, live with us from L.A. after these news notes. Project Number 3 at Netflix for Black-ish creator Kenya Barris is set. It's a partnership with Grammy-winning singer Kid Cudi for an animated musical series. The untitled series by Someone in Search of Love and a Fulfilling Life will be adapted from Cudi's new album Intergalactic, out soon. Earlier, Barris agreed to write, star, and produce live-action sitcom Black Excellence and oversee sketch comedy series Astronomy Club. More Netflix news this afternoon. Diagnosis, based on a popular New York Times column, will premiere August 16th. The documentary series explores the search for treatments or cures among a number of patients around the country with mysterious illnesses. Novus, an organization affiliated with the United Nations, is working on The First Women, a series about female trailblazers past, present, and future. In particular, The First Women will focus on what it will take to put the first female astronaut on the moon by 2024. One of Novus's goals is stated by founder Kamal Soup. Soup will executive produce and co-write the series with the entertainment television founder Larry Nehmer, who was a guest on this program a few months ago, being a creative advisor. A carrier for the six-part venture will be revealed later this year. Breaking news in the last half hour, MTV has renewed The Hills New Beginnings for 2020, season number 2. And finally, Voyage to the Bottom of the Sea co-star David Hedison has died. He passed away Thursday in Los Angeles at age 92, but the announcement was made earlier this afternoon by a spokesperson. Voyage lasted 4 seasons on ABC, 1964 to 1968, being executive produced by Irwin Allen. And Hedison earlier starred in an adaptation of the 1950s 20th Century Fox spy flick Five Fingers. He also later was in the 1990s on the popular NBC soap opera Another World. Donations in his memory can be made to the Actors Fund. Once again, David Hedison, the popular co-star of Voyage to the Bottom of the Sea on ABC, has passed away at the age of 92. And that is news notes for today. Now joining us live from Los Angeles in an internet radio exclusive, the executive producer of Undercover Billionaire, coming to Discovery Channel August 6th, Tim Warren. Tim, great to have you with us on this Monday.
Thank you, Simon. Appreciate you being having me here.
It is a pleasure, Tim. So how did you meet up with this undercover billionaire by the name of Glenn Stearns?
Well, I was hired by the production company, This Is Just a Test, about a year and a half ago. And Glenn had come to them with this idea about challenging himself, of being stripped of everything and really starting over and building a successful business the way he did 30 years ago. And, you know, as soon as I heard the concept and saw the little teaser that they had put together, I was just like, wow, this is something I really want to be a part of, because not only was it something that was challenging, but it really kind of had this sort of aspirational, motivational component to it that really, really appealed to me.
Tell us about Glenn. I understand that he is a true, really super rags-to-riches tale.
Yeah, so he grew up in outside of Baltimore, Maryland, very, very humble beginnings. You know, his mother cleaned houses. His father worked in a print shop. You know, it was there were plenty of nights where they didn't really have enough, you know, money for food. His parents and a lot of his extended family sort of struggled with drugs and alcohol. He failed the fourth grade, and he ultimately had his first child when he was the age of 14. So really everything was stacked against him. But he, I think, just inherently has this, you know, inherent trait of just overcoming, you know, and always wanting to make something of himself. So he was the first to go to college, although he was the, he'll quickly tell you that he, I think he had about a 2.1 grade point average coming out of Townsend University, also in Maryland. And he came to Southern California in the late 80s and, you know, didn't know what he was going to do other than that he wanted to make something of himself. And he quickly discovered that there was a lot of people seemingly making a good amount of money in the real estate business. And he started working for a home loan company, you know, sort of learned the ins and outs of that business and started his own, you know, home lending company 10 months after he had gotten to Los Angeles and ultimately built it into, you know, a billion-dollar business. Really just working hard, rolling up his sleeves, making good connections, and asking a lot of questions and never quitting.
And what led him to this decision to, okay, I'm going to scrap it all. I'm going to start all over. I'm going to change my identity. I'm going to go to Erie, Pennsylvania, and I'm going to try to put a new company together, and it's going to make $1 million at least in revenues over a 90-day period, and I'm going to have a camera crew follow my moves.
Right. Well, first and foremost, Glenn always likes to be challenged. You know, he always says that he's happiest when he's struggling. But the other component really is that he believes in this country, you know, and it frustrates him when he hears people talk negatively about the company, about the country, and the fact that maybe its best days are behind it. And he really believes, you know, when he came to us with this idea, that the American dream is alive and well. But that he knew that he couldn't just make that comment without sort of putting his money where his mouth was and really walking the walk. And he knew that the best way to really, I guess, show that anybody can be successful if they follow some basic core principles was for him to do it himself and to have that process be captured. So that's where we came in.
By the way, we have somebody in our chat room, Simon Apple 04 by name, so welcome aboard. You have a question or comment for Tim, make the call, 646-652-2906, or put the thought in the room and we will get to it. This is a very different kind of show for Discovery Channel. What do you hope the viewers get from this program, get from seeing this person try to bring a new aspect of his American dream to life?
You know, I really hope that people see that this is possible and that they are inspired by Glenn's journey, and they're motivated and really go out in a sense, go after their own American dream. And it's, you know, it doesn't matter, you know, who you are, where you came from, or even how old you are. You know, really Glenn's backstory that we had set up for him in Erie was a guy that had you know, been in corporate America his whole life and was leaving the safety and security of that corporate job to start over and build, you know, a business of his own. And, you know, I think that's something that's just sort of inherent in all of us is to go after the American dream and really do what we love and to be our own boss.
Undercover Billionaire. It's the Discovery Channel series we're talking about. It premieres on Tuesday, August 6th. That's 2 weeks from tomorrow night, 10 p.m. Eastern Pacific Time on the Discovery Channel. We've got executive producer Tim Warren with us live this half hour from Los Angeles on Tomorrow Be Televised. And we're happy you're with us to kick off the week here on Blog Talk Radio and Spreaker. Simon Applebaum live from New York. If you have a question or comment for Tim, make the phone ring 646-652-2906 or use our chat room, SimonApple04 by name. First of three episodes we're doing this week. We're going to be with you on Wednesday at a special time, 1 hour later than normal, 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific. It's 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 Pacific. We'll tell you why a little later on in today's episode. And our special opening guest will be from the brand new Discovery Channel miniseries, Serengeti, narrated by Oscar winner Lupita Nyong'o, it's John Downer. As executive producer John Dower from Serengeti, I've seen clips of the series. It's going to be well talked about as one of the best nature miniseries of the year on any programming service. Serengeti, which also premieres next month on Discovery Channel. Executive producer John Downer with us live. He's our opening guest. That's Wednesday, special time, 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific, exclusively on Tomorrow Will Be Televised. How long did it take for Glenn, with his new identity, to establish himself? And what did he do off the bat to, which is what the first episode is all about, which how did he try to encourage people to join his vision and start this company up?
Well, that's the thing, is that he did everything very, very quickly, because obviously he had put this sort of 90-day timeline on. So really the first episode and when he first got there was all about survival. It was all about getting self-sufficient. So he was really looking at different jobs he could do, different ways that he could make money. And ultimately, you know, he's sleeping in his truck when he first arrives at Erie, and his goal is to ultimately get, you know, his own apartment. And as I said, sort of be able to support himself and earn the amount of money he's going to need for living expenses for the first 90 days. And once established, you know, once he has that sort of in line, then it's about going out and building a team that's going to help him, you know, build this business. And the key for him there is, you know, he always talks about human capital and the fact that nobody can build a business on their own. And you try to find people that really, you know, strengthen your weaknesses. And when you can't pay people, you really have to be able to get them to buy into the dream, buy into the vision, you know, the larger goal at the end. And I think that's what, you know, Glenn in particular is just so good at. It's like, you know, you sit and you talk with him and you become very passionate about what he's passionate about.
Mm-hmm. We have another person that just joined our chat room, SimonApple04. Welcome aboard. If you have a question or comment for Tim, put in the room or call us, 646-652-2906. What challenges or obstacles did Glenn put upon himself to make this even more of a challenge? Like, for example, I'm not going to advertise on television when I'm here. I'm not going to use newspapers. I'm not going to use media. I'm only going to approach certain people. I'm not going to do the same type of business that I did before. This will be a totally new business, totally new field, which I've never had experience in. What kind of challenges did he put upon himself?
Well, you've hit on a lot of them. I mean, first of all, you know, he's not able to use his name. And, you know, what he quickly realized is that Glenn Stern's name, you know, has carried a lot of weight for three decades. And so to go back and not have that as, you know, a resource is definitely difficult. You know, he's not allowed to use any of his money. He starts with $100. So he can't use any of, you know, the money that Glenn Stern's has in his bank account. And I think the probably even the biggest one would be his contacts. You know, over 30 years, he knows so many people in so many different lines of work that could easily help him. But again, that's part of it. He really wanted to strip himself of everything and really be the everyday Joe or Jane that is starting with little to no resources and show that a business could be built. So all he had was $100 and an old pickup truck. And and Erie, Pennsylvania, that was a city that we chose. He did not know he was going to Erie, Pennsylvania. We chose that as producers. You know, when he sort of laid out this bet, and which included, you know, drop me in any city, USA, with $100 and a truck, and I can figure it out. And so, again, not going to a city that he'd never been and literally had no contacts whatsoever, you know, made the challenge seemingly impossible.
Erie, Pennsylvania, Tim, is an area that has been, over the last few decades, gone from being an industrial capital of America to what some would say a city that has seen far better days in a far better time. And that the last couple of decades, it's really has its people, its citizenry has really had a struggle to make ends meet.
Well, and it's part of why we chose Erie. You know, the population, as you said, it was very much an industrial powerhouse, and the population has decreased over the last couple of decades. And they've definitely encountered their economic struggles. They've had large corporations that have pulled, you know, tens of thousands of jobs out of it. But, you know, what really appealed to us as producers was that Erie is rebuilding itself through small business. They're not trying to get the big Fortune 500 company necessarily to come back and infuse 20,000 jobs or so, because they don't really want all of their eggs in one basket to have that company literally then just turn around and pull out for whatever reason. So they have a whole initiative where they are very supportive of small business and entrepreneurs, and that's really how they are rebuilding their economy. And so those aspects really is what drew us as producers to choose Erie as the city. You know, again, a city that was struggling but was really pulling itself up by its bootstraps and rebuilding through small business, which ultimately, you know, Glenn, in starting a brand new business, would fall into that category.
Now, the challenge for you and your production team is that you are capturing all of this for us, the viewer, but you can't, in a way, tip off what's happening here to anybody.
Right.
You can't, you know, you cannot tell people, oh, we're shooting this for undercover billionaire kind of thing. So how did you?
Right. Right.
Because you had to be sort of semi undercover. So how did you work it out? And also, did the city give you any help or assistance in terms of your crew?
Well, ultimately, we had a cover story just like Glenn had a cover story. You know, we were documentarians that were following this guy named Glenn Bryant, who decided to leave, you know, the comfort of a corporate job to start a business late in life. Everybody in Erie was under that same, you know, I guess, cover story. You know, nobody in Erie knew that it was Discovery. Nobody knew about Undercover Billionaire. They knew it as this documentary crew. And I had done a documentary film called High School 911, which is about a teen-run ambulance service in Connecticut. And, you know, sort of the core of that documentary dealt with one theme, which was age inappropriateness. And a lot of people would say, well, it's inappropriate for young people, for teenagers, to have such responsibility and experience life and death. Well, with American Dream, which was the name of the documentary that's what we called it. We didn't call it Undercover Billionaire in Erie. We called it American Dream. You know, it was the flip side of that. Many people would say that at the age of 55, it would be age inappropriate to leave the security of a full-time job to go and build a brand new business. So, you know, we had our cover story just like Glenn did, and, you know, maintained that throughout the 90 days so that we could, you know, maintain his cover and maintain the secret. Because ultimately, the secret really is the success of the show. And if our cover or Glenn's cover was blown before the end of the 90 days, well, then it undermines the whole experiment.
Hearing executive producer Tim Warren. He's one of the people involved intimately with Undercover Billionaire. It's the brand new Discovery Channel series that premieres August 6th, 2 weeks from tomorrow, 10 p.m. Eastern and Pacific time. Tim joins us live in Los Angeles this half hour on Tomorrow Will Be Televised. The Promo About Television, we're wrapping up our 12th year on the air this month. We begin year 13, first Monday of August. Simon Applebaum with you live from New York. Delighted you're aboard with us on this Monday afternoon after an incredible, very extreme heat weekend all over the U.S. of A. If you question or comment for Tim in our remaining moments with him, put the ring in, 646-652-2906, or use our chat room, SimonApple04 by name. Among our guests next week on Tomorrow We Tell Live, we'll have one of the key people at Univision Sports, who has just made the move from Univision Deportes to a brand-new network that's focusing more and more on soccer. That's Tudin, T-U-D-N. And Eric Conrad, who's one of the executive vice presidents of sports at Univision, will be with us. That's one of our guests next week, right here, 3 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday and Friday, right here on Tomorrow Will Be Televised. And stay tuned on our next half hour. We have our classic trivia question of the week, brand-new question. We'll give the answer to the current one, and then start a brand-new question with two. That's right, two prizes in play, including a pair of magnet dioramas from Serengeti, the upcoming Discovery Channel miniseries next month, narrated by Lupita Nyong'o. Tim, in terms of game plan on Glenn's part, did he come up with milestones of like where he wanted to be all along the way?
Yes. Yeah. He was basically taking principles that, you know, he had realized worked, from his 30 years of experience in the loan business. And so he was, you know, in looking at trying to build a business that was worth $1 million at the end of 9 days, he had definite milestones that he had to hit, you know, different ways that he was going to raise money and continue to build the business. So, you know, he definitely had a game plan, but, as they say, it's like you're be prepared for what you find, but be prepared to change your mind. And that game plan always, you know, would sort of change and adapt as different things sort of got thrown at him, so that he could continue to sort of go towards the big goal. But needless to say, it didn't always go smoothly.
Yeah. How many hours per day were you and your production team on the streets with Glenn? And was there any point where it looked like, oh my God, his cover and our cover or both are going to get blown?
We pretty much were shooting with him around the clock. You know, if he was out working, you know, interacting with anybody, doing any work, it's like we were with him. So it was pretty much around the clock kind of coverage. And to answer your question, yes, there were some times where both covers almost got blown. And you'll have to watch the series to sort of see how that played out, because we definitely tell those stories within the 8 episodes. But it was kind of nip and tuck for a couple of occasions during the 90 days.
Yeah. Tim, how much was Undercover
difficult.
Go ahead. Yeah.
All I was going to say, and you're bringing up Undercover Boss, which I'm kind of going the same direction, is like you have something like Undercover Boss where the boss is undercover for maybe 5 days. But to try to maintain a cover, you know, in a city for 90 days, it's just, you know, it's such a bigger challenge. So that was always something that we had to be very mindful of.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I was about to ask what Undercover Boss was. How much of an influence was it on the production style or the style of the production? Or did you want to do something different in terms of how you covered your undercover subject?
Well, I think, again, we have such a larger time frame. And, you know, with Undercover Boss, that's the boss that's going into an existing business. Like, what is so unique about Undercover Billionaire is this is Glenn Stearns building a brand new business from scratch. And this is a legitimate business. It's not like a faux TV type business. This is a business that is up and running, that is sustaining, that is making money. And, you know, in terms of Glenn, you know, he hopes that it's worth, you know, $1 million at the end of 90 days. But, you know, certainly, you know, We've watched Undercover Boss. There's certainly inspiration from there, but I feel that Undercover Billionaire is a much different show.
If Discovery gives you a second season or the opportunity to do a second season, would you do it? And if so, would you either continue Glenn and his journey, or would you go somewhere else? I mean, what would be the strategy?
Well, we're actually talking about a bunch of different strategies. You know, one strategy could be a new billionaire. Another strategy could be Glenn going undercover in a different scenario. So we're looking at a multitude of different options. But there are definitely different ways that we can go so that the series continues.
Before you go, I know you're involved in a production company called This Is Just a Test, which has done a lot of programming for various services. What's next after Undercover Billionaire for your company?
Well, ultimately, you know, they do a show for TLC called I Am Jazz. But what, you know, what I really love about This Is Just a Test is that they, you know, they do documentary, they do commercial, they do movies, you know, narrative features. They also, you know, as well as reality. So that really, that appeals to me because I sort of have my hands in all of those different arenas, and it sort of stretches you creatively. But this is the first time I've actually worked with Angus James and Colin Miller, who are the founders of This Is Just a Test. I'm in a sense a gun for hire, a showrunner that's hired to go and execute the idea.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of I Am Jazz. I think it's a fantastic program, and when the record is written, I think it will go down as one of the shows that truly broke the mold for showcasing what transgender people are all about and what they can accomplish in life and get past a lot of obstacles. Some we make, some are made naturally, but some are made by people like us. I am, as I said, a big fan of that show, and I hope it continues to run on TLC for an awful long time. And Jazz is an incredibly inspiring person.
Well, yeah, I agree, and I think, you know, what This Is Just a Test really embodies is that they're storytellers. And they tell unique stories, stories that are often, you know, not told, and take a different, you know, spin on things. And again, that's what really appealed to me about Undercover Billionaire. You know, this was not your typical reality show. And it really sort of stretched me and the team just in our storytelling ability, and doing something that has a positive, you know, impact on people. I think to be able to do a show that is inherently positive, and in a sense, when you watch it, you feel better than maybe when you sat down. That's a good thing, especially in these times.
Something very, very different for Discovery Channel begins 2 weeks from tomorrow. Undercover Billionaire. That's August 6th, Tuesday night, 10 p.m. Pacific time on Discovery Channel. Check your locals where Discovery is playing in your area on cable or satellite. For more details about the program online, go to www.discovery.com. www.discovery.com. Undercover Billionaire, Tuesday, August 6th, 10 p.m. Eastern and Pacific time. Tim Ward, one of the executive producers on the program, thanks for taking time out from L.A. to be with us. Good luck with the series. I think it's going to be a winner. And hope the rest of your work from here on in continues in a great, great way. It's a pleasure to have you aboard.
Thank you, Simon. Really appreciate you having me. And everybody tune in on August 6th.
I'm sure a lot of people will, Tim. It's been great to have you with us. Take care. Have a wonderful week.
All right. Take care. Thank you.
Tim Warren, executive producer of Undercover Billionaire, joining us live from Los Angeles. More tomorrow be televised coming your way, but first some words from the fine folks at audible.com. If you're looking for a new mystery taking place in a private school, we got one for you that you can hear right now with a trial run to audible.com. It's from Daniel Silva, and it's called The New Girl. And boy, is it a thriller. And you can get that as one of a trio of audiobooks awaiting you with a trial run, one on trial, at audibletrial.com/televised. Remember, audible.com is the leading provider of spoken digital audio entertainment, information, inspiration. Over 100,000 titles to choose from. You can listen to them on any device, including whatever you are hearing this on right now, at Blog Talk Radio, Speaker IR Radio. And don't forget that 180,000-plus group of titles includes the growing catalog of Audible Originals, original productions, Off-Broadway, Broadway, and regional theater shows from around the country, one-woman, one-man shows, and a whole lot more. And you can get two of those Audible Originals in your three-book trial run. And don't forget, you get great customer service as well from Audible's parent, Amazon.com. So go to audibletrial.com/televised and hear for yourself how audible.com can transform the way you hear the world. When we come back, we'll have our Clock of Trivia statement. We'll tell you the answer to our previous question. We've got two prizes in play for our new question that we'll unveil in a few minutes. And then tell you about a popular film festival that finally is getting into TV pilot showcasing. The comment on that after we pause at the bottom of the hour for web identification. You are connected to the best internet radio on the planet, www.blogtalkradio and www.spreaker.com. Together, more than 35 million listeners around the world every month and growing. Don't forget, every weekday, it's Kings in the Morning. Great conversation from Jay King and crew. 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific, Kings in the Morning right here on Blog Talk Radio and Spreaker. Don't forget, that's BTR 24/7 also at YouTube.com. Welcome back to more Tomorrow Televised this Monday afternoon after the big heat wave from all over the U.S. of A. Simon Appel live from the Web of York on this Monday afternoon, 87 degrees at the top of the hour. And coming up right now, our Clock of Trivia segment, where we did not have a winner for our question over the last 2 weeks, so nobody picked up a pair of Magna Dioramas pertaining to the brand-new Discovery Channel miniseries Serengeti that premieres next month, and who's one of their executive producers will be with us on a special edition of our show on Wednesday. The question was, who played McKeever on the 1962 NBC series McKeever and the Colonel? The Colonel was played by Alan Joplin, as we told you. The person who played McKeever, the boy who was constantly getting in trouble at that academy, well, it was Scott Lane. That's right, Scott Lane was McKeever on McKeever and the Colonel. So now, time for our new classic trivia question. Those Magna Dioramas are still up in play, and now so is a new program guide for the third season of Mr. Mercedes, the original from Audience Network that will premiere on September 10th, based on the bestseller by Stephen King. Here's the question. Very popular actor in the 60s and 70s and 80s was Dean Jones. He made his mark on television on Ensign O'Toole, and of course many people know him from the Love Bug movies from Walt Disney. But in 1969, for a short time, he was also the host of a variety sketch comedy series. And that's the question. Name the 1969 ABC variety series starring Dean Jones. Name the 1969 ABC variety series starring Dean Jones. We'll give you two clues. It's five words, and it's a question. Five words and a question. If you know the answer, email me, simonapple04@yahoo.com. That's simonapple04@yahoo.com. Don't forget, when you email, enclose your name and where you are emailing from, full address, so if you win, we can get the prizes out to you. And if we don't get a winner by end of day today, we'll repeat the question tomorrow on Facebook, and we'll also post it on Twitter at UBCSimonTWBT. That's at UBCSimonTWBT. Remember, in order to win, you got to be in, so get involved. Be interactive, and all the very best. We're about to wrap up 12 years of this program, All About Television, and now it's time for a comment. And in that time that we've been doing this program, one of the big things that we're most proud of is the opportunity to showcase new talent in television, new producers, series creators, writers, directors, and new avenues for them to get that talent showcased, whether it's TV festivals like New York, which was the subject of our very first episode back in August of 2007, first Monday of that month, or whether it is competitions from places like New Voices from the Mass Prize, who we had on the program this past Friday, or whether it is diversity programs by the broadcast networks, many cable networks, many production companies and programmers, whether it is crowdfunding campaigns for the likes of Kickstarter and Seed and Spark, like Keep It Colorful, that was launched last year and I believe it's going to be coming back again this year. Or from individual production companies, special things like Episodic Labs from Sundance, or Tribeca with their pilot season, from other film festivals, mainstream film festivals, as well as projects like Imagine Impact, or the Universal Content Productions annual New Voices Showcase, or New Talent Showcase. Well, one of the most popular New York-based film festivals is finally going the TV pilot route. It's the annual Asian American International Film Festival, put together by the Asian Society and an organization called Asian Cinevision. And this year, their festival, which begins on July 25th and runs till August 3rd, On July 30th, they will present a screening of several TV series pilots. They call it Episodic Digital Pilot Screening. It'll be on July 30th at 6 p.m. at the Regal Essex Theater. Frankly, this is long overdue, especially for the growing number of Asian American filmmakers and videomakers. They have wanted to have something like this, I am sure, for years. And finally, they've got it. I'm happy to say that they will showcase this at a press conference announcing the festival and what it will do on Wednesday, not far from Chinatown. I will be there. It takes place at 1 p.m. local time, and that's why we will be having our episode at 4 p.m. so we have enough time to attend the festival and also try to meet some of the pilot makers that will be there. In fact, we are talking to the folks at the festival of trying to have at least one or more of the series makers, pilot makers on an upcoming episode of our program. I've gone to this festival in the past, where they rarely have covered television. One of the few times they did, over a decade ago, was when Nickelodeon did their first ever animated series featuring an Asian American hero. Karen Chung was the person who put that together, and I believe ultimately she came on our show. Unfortunately, a lot of what they do over the decades since was not TV oriented. And unfortunately, they had a situation where, in many cases, the press could not get into screenings because of the policy of, well, if the project is sold out, we can't have press get in. And that's a shame. But it looks like the festival is finally getting its press act together, and it's great to see that they are finally going to do an episodic TV screening. It, I think, could be a real breakthrough for the Asian American film community and television producer community, especially if they allow people from Netflix, Hulu, Amazon, CBS, NBC, et cetera, to show up when the screening happens. I certainly hope they do. That's one of the questions I will ask at this press conference on Wednesday afternoon. So once again, it's great to see that the Asian American National Film Festival, which is always very well attended, put together nicely by the Ace Society, it's done really great wonders. A lot of terrific Asian American filmmakers have gotten their start or have gotten a big boost out of their showcase there, that they're finally getting television. I really hope this is not a one-shot or a one-off, that this is an annual occurrence that will allow Asian American TV makers to be seen. And by the way, this couldn't have come at a better time, because we are starting to see the CW, for example, really develop Asian American talent. We talked to Yujin Kang a couple of months ago about a show that she did on CWC called I Ship It. The next month, the second season will premiere on the CW. And a program from Stage 13 Digital Networks from Warner Brothers called 2 Cents Horror Stories is going to become an anthology on the CW next month. We're going to try, by the way, get the people behind that show on our program sometime next month. We kick off our 13th year on the air. So once again, congratulations to the Asian American International Film Festival for doing this. The screening again of TV pilots will be on July 30th at 6 p.m. at the Regal Essex Theater here in Manhattan. By the way, there will be a Q&A following the screening, and hopefully a whole lot more. And I understand we have a phone call on the line, so let's take it while we have the time. Hello, you're on Tavami Televised. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Greetings in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. I'm calling from 114.
Well, I think that was maybe it's directly for the wrong program. I apologize for that. I'll tell you what. If you really want to be serious about calling us about television, I'll put you on the air. If not, then just please drop off, okay? And we'll see if that happens, all right? So wait a moment, too, and see if that does happen. Again, I want to remind everybody that coming up on Wednesday, we will be on the air at 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific. John Dowd, the executive producer of Serengeti, a very highly touted nature documentary miniseries coming to Discovery Channel next month, will be our lead guest. And I see that our supposed guest hung up, so I'm happy about that. We did not, I was a little concerned that we were going to get some uncouth words, if you will, on the air. We do not want that. We are a family-friendly show. So, anyway, I'm happy that that person obliged. Let me just say one more time. Asian American National Film Festival will be happening at various places around Manhattan, put on by the Asian Society and Asian Cinevision from July 25th through August 3rd. And the TV pilot screening, again, will be on July 30th, 6 p.m. That's a Tuesday night, a week from Tuesday, a week from tomorrow. Regal Essex Theater in Manhattan. And there will be a Q&A with the TV makers after the screening, which will run about 90 minutes. We hope to be at that screening, by the way, next Tuesday. And we'll keep you posted on the festival. If you want to know more details about the festival, both the pilot screening and all of the various events going on, here's where you can go online, www.asiancinevision.org. That's www.asiancinevision.org. All right. Before we go, I do want to offer two shout-outs. First of all, as you know, this is a very busy, crazy, extreme heat wave. One of the most extreme in the last couple of years, not just here in New York, but all over the place. And I really want to acknowledge the people who assist at Landmark Worldwide, here in New York and around the country, who had a deal with doing Landmark, assisting on Landmark courses while the heat wave was going on. So we really want to acknowledge all the Landmark Worldwide participants on various courses, Landmark Forum, Advanced Course here in New York, et cetera, in New York, Philadelphia, Boston, all over the country, dealing with excessive heat and hanging in and doing a great, great job. So thank you to all the participants and all the people who assist. And finally, I also want to say a shout-out to somebody who I met on Friday at the Friday Night Fever Dance Social Show at 70 Hour. Her name is Jen Lee Chan. She is an outstanding, and I really mean outstanding, performer. She's in town for a couple of weeks. I think she may be involved in a professional dance championship going on here in New York in a few weeks. It was a pleasure to meet her and dance with her. And I love her business card where it says right off the bat, "You win when you believe." She is a really outstanding person, and it was just a pleasure. Jen Lee, if you hear this, thank you for coming on Friday night, and it was a pleasure to meet you, and I hope we get a chance to see each other and dance with each other before you head back to Asia in August. Again, thank you to our wonderful guest, Tim Warren from Undercover Billionaire. Remember, that's happening Tuesday, August 6th, 10 p.m. Eastern Pacific Time on the Discovery Channel. And once again, we've got two more episodes of Tawami Televised coming away this week. We are back at 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. on Wednesday. That's less than 48 hours from now. 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 Pacific. And our guest will be John Downer, executive producer from Serengeti. And we are trying to get a second guest to come on the program as well. One more time, classic trivia question of the week. Our new question, remember, our prizes are the Magnet Diorama Pair from Discovery Serengeti and the program guide from the upcoming season of Mr. Mercedes on AT&T Warner Media's Audience Network premiering in September. The question again, name the 1969 ABC variety series starring Dean Jones. Two clues, it's a question, and it's five words. You know the answer, email me, simonapple04@yahoo.com. It's simonapple04@yahoo.com. Don't forget to include your name and where you are emailing from. Remember, we love to hear from you. What do you think about our program today? And what's your thoughts on where TV is at and where it is going? So let us know. Email me at simonapple04@yahoo.com. It's simonapple04@yahoo.com. And don't forget, if you came in late on today's program, you want to catch up with episodes you missed, go to our homepage, blogtalkradio.com/televised. That's www.blogtalkradio.com/televised. Thanks, everybody, by the way, who went to our homepage over the weekend and entertained yourselves in the midst of the heat wave. We really do appreciate it. And we thank you for listening in today as well. So it's blogtalkradio.com/televised. Remember, we're also available 24/7 on podcasts at iTunes, Apple TV, the Spreaker Podcast app, and, of course, the iHeartRadio Podcast Network. If you use iHeartRadio, go to iHeartRadio.com, put Tawami Televised in the search bar, click, and you get our episodes, not just today's episodes, but all of our episodes all throughout 2019 and even earlier. And remember, we love hearing from you, so email me. Also, follow me on Facebook. Follow me on Twitter at UBC Simon TWBT. That's UBC Simon TWBT. Remember, when you use the email, that's how you get involved in our class trivia question of the week. You can also participate in another feature we do regularly called the Show to Know. Is there a TV series you like and doesn't get enough attention? Well, let me know. We'll give it the attention, and you get the credit for it. SimonApple04@yahoo.com. Make sure you put the information about the show so that we know what we're talking about. And no matter what, please communicate with us. I do communicate back, whether it's by email or social media, within 24 hours. Why? Because what you say matters, and what you say is important. We love it when you're interacting with us. It makes the showcase better when you are doing just that. The views expressed on this program are those of the participants, not necessarily those of Block Talk Radio, Speaker, and iHeartRadio. At Block Talk, our production associate is Candace Williams. Andy Till is Block Talk Radio's general manager, with Jay Sonnenberg, executive content producer. The co-founders of Block Talk Radio and Speaker are Al Levy and Bob Charish. Tomorrow's Televised is brought today by Audible.com, an Amazon company, and proud development partner of the annual New York Television Festival. Remember, Audible will transform the way you hear the world. For a trio of great audiobooks and a one-month trial, audibletrial.com/televised. For Tomorrow's Televised, I'm Simon Applebaum in New York. Thank you for listening. Have a great rest of your day. Remember, if you're still in the heat wave area, there is still a lot of humidity out there. So take it easy. Take extra time if you're going somewhere. Call in advance to make sure the event is happening. Check on your loved ones. And, of course, use the air conditioning and all that sort of great, cool stuff as great as you can. We'll be back on Wednesday, special time, 1 hour later than normal, 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific. It will be all about Serengeti and more. That's 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific. You know where, Block Talk Radio, Spreaker, and the iHeartRadio Podcast Network. More than ever, whatever you're doing today, and until we hear you on Wednesday, please make it safe and make it great. Until next time, stay well and stay tuned.